This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Political uncertainty in Nigeria took a turn for the worse today with news that the presidential and parliamentary elections have been postponed for a week. The country's electoral chairman canceled the balloting just hours before the polls were scheduled to open. Mahmoud Yakubu told reporters it was a difficult but necessary decision for successful elections to take place.
The commission came to the conclusion that proceeding with the election as scheduled is no longer feasible. Consequently, the commission has decided to reschedule the presidential and National Assembly elections.
The opposition party has called it, quote, dangerous to our democracy.
The eventual Nigerian voting is expected to feature a tight race between incumbent President Muhammadu Buhari and his main challenger, former Vice President Atiku Abubakar. A Russian court has extended for at least 3 days the detention of 51-year-old American investor Michael Calvi, founder of Bering Vostok Partners, a Moscow-based private equity group. Four others have been ordered to remain in pretrial custody for 2 months. A Moscow district court says all five are being held on suspicion of stealing $37 million, a charge that carries a sentence of up to 10 years in prison. According to the Bering Vostok website, it holds more than $3.5 billion in committed capital and is a controlling shareholder in Russia's Vostochny Bank, which focuses on Siberian and Far Eastern markets. Egypt's military said there was a clash with suspected jihadists today at a checkpoint on the Sinai Peninsula. A military spokesman told AFP that seven militants were killed in the attack in the rest of North Sinai, while 15 soldiers were either killed or wounded. The army pledged its forces would go after the terrorist elements to eliminate them. For all the day's news, you can go online to voanews.com. This is VOA News. More than 200 tons of U.S. humanitarian aid intended for Venezuela is scheduled to begin arriving just across the border in Colombia today, delivered by U.S. military cargo planes. The aid will be delivered to Cucuta, where other food and medical supplies are already being held. Venezuela's opposition leader and self-declared interim president, Juan Guaido, has pledged that food and other aid will start flowing into the country in a week. Embattled President Nicolas Maduro charges that the aid is part of a Washington attempt to force him from office. His army is blocking a bridge needed to move the supplies into Venezuela. Haitians are in the streets of the capital, Port-au-Prince, again this weekend as the political turmoil continues to worsen. President Jovenel Moïse understands people's economic pain and has called for calm, a call which has so far been largely ignored. Demonstrators are demanding the president be ousted with the help of the international community. The Vatican said today Pope Francis has defrocked disgraced former U.S. Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. Last July, the pontiff accepted McCarrick's resignation from the College of Cardinals following allegations he had sexually abused minor and adult seminarians over a period of decades. The Vatican statement said its decision is definitive and admits of no further recourse or appeal. The 88-year-old McCarrick was ordained a priest in 1958 and became a cardinal in 2001. U.S. President Donald Trump has declared a national emergency bypassing Congress in his effort to build a wall along the southern U.S. border. The action sets up a series of legal challenges that could help determine the limits of U.S. presidential power. Among the first to challenge the president, the state of California. AP's Warren Levinson has a report.
Governor Gavin Newsom says the details haven't been worked out yet, but California plans to lead a lawsuit to block the declaration of a state of emergency. Newsom says the state will be harmed more than any other by it, from a misuse of federal money to loss of control of the National Guard to increased drug smuggling.
He is arguing to make the drug problem in America worse by this action, not better.
California has repeatedly taken the president to court the last 2 years. Attorney General Javier Becerra says when this one is filed, it will be the state's 46th lawsuit against Trump. I'm Warren Levinson.
Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan says it is time to expand the coalition fighting the Islamic group. This after a meeting with coalition members in Germany. The Trump administration, meanwhile, is waiting to hear that the final pocket of ISIS resistance has been crushed in eastern Syria. But militants remain in the village of Baghouz, where efforts by U.S.-backed forces have been slowed by the heavy presence of civilians. A 15-year employee about to be fired from a suburban Chicago manufacturing company went on a shooting rampage Friday. By the time it was over, five co-workers were killed and the shooter, too, was dead. 45-year-old Gary Morton was brought down by police bullets. Gene Randall, VOA News.